10 years ago, Spokane artist Ildiko Kalapash was thinking about women who live in and around war zones.
I saw a picture of an Afghan woman who was stoned out of her mind in a hut and just crouching down by a wall. And you know, so many people self-medicate because they have no access to help and they are suffering, they are hungry, and they have PTSD and all that.
So Kalapash decided to sculpt a piece that would get people thinking. Working in bronze, she began to craft the figure of a woman.
She has no clothes on, no cultural references, also kind of dispossessed when you don't have much baggage. And she's carrying a food basket on the top of her head, a young soldier, also nude, totally vulnerable, sitting in the basket with a huge machine gun on the top of his feet, legs, and with a cigar. And she's walking on a muddy road, carrying him and all the burdens of war, all the heavy weight of war. And it's very European, it's very bittersweet.
And somewhat controversial. It's a sculpture about war, after all. You can see a model of it at the Bearing, that's B-E-A-R-I-N-G, thebearingproject.com.
When you first look at the piece, the first thing that grabs you is usually the soldier and the gun and the cigar, and that's where we got a lot of input from different people we were looking for funding from.
That's Patricia Keenholz, the president of the Bearing Public Sculpture Project. Some people didn't like the gun. Others didn't like that he was smoking a cigar. Keenholz and Kalapash and the project's board members had been pursuing a place in which to mount a life-sized version of the model. They looked at businesses, universities, and other private venues, and Keenholz says they finally decided a public park was the best place.
The people who need it the most are the people who are the least able to pay for it. So that's why a public park is the perfect place for it, because they don't have to pay to go see it.
And now they have their venue. In 2016, the Spokane City Park Board granted them permission to permanently install it in Sunset Park. That's near the bluff along the Centennial Trail on the western edge of Kendall Yards. With the site now determined, the project is in fundraising mode. Keenholz says the organization hopes to raise about $75,000 this year to convert a 2-foot-high model into something much larger, and then they need to raise another $50,000 to pay for the permanent installation. Ildiko Kalapash says the goal of her sculpture is to get people to think.
I don't want to take sides politically. My role is to start a conversation about what's happening to refugees, what's happening to soldiers.
And that's the interesting part of art. Everyone who sees it has a different interpretation. Patricia Keenholz says her view about the sculpture has evolved.
I really see it as a road to recovery. And when I look at the soldier, I see someone who is wounded, and I see a woman who is bearing that burden of that impact from his experience. To me, what's so important about art is that it is a way to provide interpretations and to create dialogues, to open people's minds to alternate ways to look at something and to see something, and new ways to approach things and towards healing. And how do we get that message out to everyone? And so this piece does that. And it opens up the door for both progressives and conservatives like myself and everybody in between, and kind of erases the political aspect and gets us down to the humanitarian level, where we all have all of this stuff in common and everybody wants to help. And we all feel helpless trying to help these people.
The goal is to have the Bearing Project up for viewing sometime in 2019. We have a rendering of the sculpture on the Inland Journal page of the Spokane Public Radio website, or you can view it at thebearingproject.com.